Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks and our producer, Cal Hunter. Welcome to this beautiful, beautiful weekend of January 8th, 2022. Welcome to the new year. Look, we're excited about 2022. Let's make it a better year than 2020 and 21. Not that we didn't have good years, but hey, let's get rid of this pandemic thing. Let's all hopefully get better and get back to normal, right? Denise and Todd, that's what we want to do. And we just and Cal, let's just get back to our lives.
I don't want to have to go every place and say, "See, I've been tested. See,
right.
I've been vaccinated."
Right.
Come on.
Right. I know. We want to just live a life, right?
Exactly.
Let's hope. Let's hope for the 2022. We're throwing out good vibes from Radio Law Talk. Call us at 855 Law Radio if you want to call. We're talking about general topics of law. We're not giving legal advice. Seek local counsel. You know what? We'd like to welcome our new affiliates. I don't know what I did with my paper. So go to RadioLawTalk.com and look at, it says stations we're on. And look at the top two stations, one in Alabama and one in Illinois.
Springfield, Illinois, the capital.
Springfield, Illinois, that's exactly right.
Huge.
So we love having new affiliates coming on board. Yeah. But we're going to do this hour. We're going to do a lot of things. We're going to talk about Nirvana. We're going to talk about, believe it or not, there's a lawsuit with the Jackass, that show. We're going to talk about gun laws that California is trying to pass. And one thing we're going to bring up, though, we just finished with Maxwell case and discussed the issue of the jurors and whether or not there's juror misconduct. Did we talk a little bit about what the new law in California is? They're going to try to get the new juror laws. I can't remember if we talked about it on the air. I know we did off the air.
We didn't talk about it on the air, but there are new laws in the state of California for how jury selection can be conducted and what lawyers can rely on when exercising certain challenges. It's interesting, and it is changing the map.
Well, let's wait and see when it passes. We're not going to discuss it now. We'll hold that in the
passed.
Queue.
It passed. It's effective as of January 1st. It is done.
January 1st of 2022?
2022.
Okay.
It is the new law.
Plus, the pool from which they are drawing jurors has changed, and I have some questions about that.
Sure. So let's talk about that a little later in the show. We've got it all queued up, but we just want to make sure we talk about that. And then we've got, there's so many other issues going on. Dr. Dre is paying his ex-wife some money. We're going to talk about that because we got Denise Dirks here, our family law attorney. But man alive, wait until you figure out what's going on in this divorce settlement, Dr. Dre. Let's just, for the fun of that, Denise, let's do that first after our case or no case. Okay, I want you to talk about this because Denise is a wealth of knowledge, and we've been talking a lot about a criminal stuff, and it's time to get into that. And I want to talk about, this is pretty funny, Mike Lindell's defamation lawsuit. I think Todd said it best, like, who needs the defamation?
Say what?
Yeah. A secret affair with Jane, what's her name, Krakowski?
Jane Krakowski,
yeah.
That's right.
Which I think, well, I better be careful.
I gotta be careful
what I say, because I just think she's funny, she's intelligent, and she's gorgeous.
I agree.
And I was like, really? Okay.
But he's not.
No comment, but I'm just saying.
Don't tell that to Jane.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I don't know that Jane said she doesn't even know who the guy is.
Allegedly, right.
Yeah, allegedly. Jane's saying she doesn't even know who the guy is and doesn't, well, at least doesn't really have had anything to do with the guy. So, anyway, we're going to talk about that, but let's do a case or no case, if that's okay, Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
I take you to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where Gil LaFontaine was a father looking for a home for his family. Unlike many home shoppers, he was fully prepared, pre-approval on the loan and all of that stuff. He and his live-in lover, Glenda Forrester, found a home and decided they were going to put down roots in the northeast part of town. Glenda called Gil her fiancé, meaning to her they were intending to marry. Gil called her his girlfriend. And everything went along smoothly until escrow closed. And a year and a half after that, Glenda said to Gil, "Gil, you promised me that we would marry as soon as we bought a home together. It's been a year and a half since we did. So let's do the right thing. Oh, and besides, I'm going to have a baby, and I would like the boy to be born under your family name." Gil, all of a sudden, was feeling very trapped. A wife and a child was, in his mind, too much, even though they'd been playing house together for almost 7 years. So he put it off. The baby delivery time drew nearer and nearer, and Glenda became more and more insistent. So on Friday, Gil hit his limit. He said to her, "If I'd have wanted to marry you, I'd have done it a long time ago." He packed up his things and went back to his parents' house. Glenda went crazy and had prepared herself for this day. As Gil prepared to pull away, she said, "This is a day you're going to regret." Gil said, "Tell me about it." Glenda then went to a lawyer and said, "He promised. I want Gil to marry me like he promised, to keep his word. He breached our contract. I want to sue. Is this a case or no case?" Fred Penny, go.
I'm trying to figure out how to stay neutral on this so I can get points and really make my cohorts here get mad. So, look, this is so off the wall that I was like, this is something that Cal made up, but it's just so bizarre. I'm going to say it's a case. And I'm saying Glenda and Gil. Glenda wants to enforce the marriage contract. Glenda loses, but she still tries to enforce the marriage contract. But, you know, she's going to get some good child support, I think. And maybe that's something Denise Dirks will discuss. I'm going to say it's a case, and Glenda loses.
All right, fair enough. Mr. Kiernan, what say you, case or no case?
You know, when you talked about how she started making demands and he started feeling that pressure, that trapped feeling, I, oddly enough, identified with him. But anyway, I digress.
But I'm not on the jury, right?
Oh, the noose was. So essentially, the way you pitched it, Cal, was that she talked to the lawyer to see if she could enforce the agreement to force him to marry her.
Right. He promised her he would.
Okay. I don't believe that you can get specific performance to force somebody to walk down the aisle. You may be able to argue a common law marriage. You may be able to argue a bunch of things, but to force somebody to actually have to go through with the nuptials, I don't think that is a cause of action that she would prevail on. So I'm going to say no case based on that technicality. There was no case filed forcing him to have to marry her.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, Ms. Dirks, this is right up your alley of expertise. If this fell in your alley, what would you do? Throw it away? What would you say? What would you do?
Well, if it was California law, I would know a little better. It's not. It's Missouri. So I do not practice law at all in Missouri. I mean, I can, you know, do an analogy with California law as to what may or may not happen. The question is, can she sue for breach of the promise to marry?
Right.
And if she can, what are her damages? Right? Now, I have to ask a question. Did she go on title? So they bought the house together,
correct? Bought it together, yeah.
And then he moved out.
Yeah.
Okay. And she can't really claim he abandoned the house. I don't know. Missouri is different kind of law. If it was, we could talk about Marvin v. Marvin. Remember Lee Marvin?
Yes.
Well, Lee Marvin, there was a case where his longtime girlfriend, she sued him for breach of an oral agreement to support her. Oh, don't.
Keep going.
And the verbal agreement, the Supreme Court of California determined it could be a cause of action that was enforceable. And they could apply community property laws to a non-married couple. However, in Lee Marvin's case, he won ultimately after many appeals because she could not show and have any proof of the oral terms of the agreement.
Well, we'll be back after this with more. We're going to talk about the oral agreement about getting married. I think if that's the case, there'll be a lot of people being sued. So we'll be back after this.
We'll be right back. This is Radio Law Talk. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is no fun. Who told you that?
This is Radio Law Talk.
behind the scenes, let me tell you what happened. We thought Denise already gave her answer. And Todd and I were like, okay, this is why it's this. Oh, now we wait, because usually you shut up until the end. And she's like, I didn't get my answer yet. Yeah, that's going to be a good thought I need to do. So go ahead, Denise, and finish with your answer on, give a brief overview to what the case was about.
Okay, so there was a man named Gil and his girlfriend, Glenda. They bought a house together, and Glenda said to Gil, hey, you promised me that once we bought a house together, we would get married. So he moved out. He said no. She got pregnant. She wanted to give the child his name, and he moved out. So she went to the lawyer to see whether or not she had a cause of action. And I missed that detail about she wanted to give the baby his name. So maybe the whole thing is about a paternity matter. And if it was about a paternity matter, she could give that baby his last name because she has the right to do that. She can actually get a court order that that's the child's name. So I'm going to say both of you guys said no case, right? You both said no case.
No, I said it is a case and she loses. I said it is a case. He said no case.
I said no case.
What a dilemma, Denise.
I know. It's like twice today. I'm going to say, well, I'm just going to have fun because I am obviously ahead of these guys.
Clearly.
So I'm going to say that it is a case,
yes,
and she wins.
Ooh.
A paternity case.
Fair enough. All right. Do you want? I'll give you the answer.
Yes, we want to know. We want to know.
For those of you who say this is a case,
me and Denise,
would be Fred, I say, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my gosh. He made it up.
I made it up. I'm sorry. I made it up, but that's how it is. But one thing that is also is case or no case. If you have any ideas for case or no case, the weird, the wacky, the unusual, email me at info@radiolawtalk.com. I'd love to hear from
you. That's great. That's the good plug there, Cal.
Thank you. And that is case or no case. Back to the show.
Awesome. Man, yeah, that's great. Did we want to talk about something before we go into Nevada?
What were we going to talk
about? You asked a question last hour.
That's right.
And you asked a question about whether or not there was some kind of immunity for Prince Andrew.
Oh, yes, I did.
And I called it diplomatic immunity. And the answer to that question is that no, only the Queen and her immediate family have immunity. He's now moved out. He's a grown man. He has his own family. So he's not part of the Queen's immediate family. So he does not have diplomatic immunity.
Well, as a lawyer, I'm going to argue that he's still part of the family. And, you know, they can figure some out. But you're right. At the time of the alleged incidents, he was part of the family. And it depends what that means. But he was older.
40.
But, Denise, you brought up something interesting. He's being sued civilly about, in this Maxwell case, in the Epstein case, of one of the girls that was allegedly 17 and he allegedly had an affair with, she's claiming. And you said at New York at age 17, there is consent. And that's why they brought up what, Denise?
Right, because statutory rape is 16. And the age of consent in both California, or in New York and in New England, no, not in New England,
yeah,
in England, is 17. That's the age of consent. And so she had to argue that he forced her. So, in other words, she lacked consent or she didn't give consent.
Is she arguing that she was 14, one of the 14-year-olds or not? Just that when she was 17 is what he's saying.
Yeah, she was not one of the 14-year-olds for Epstein purposes.
That's all confusing. All right, let's move on. That's enough. Nirvana. Nirvana is a band, those of you who don't know that are over 70, is a band that was during the grunge times, like in the 90s, that was very famous.
Out of Seattle.
And they're one of their most famous albums. I can't remember the name of what it was called, but it showed a baby swimming in a pool, and it was the baby didn't have clothes on, and the baby's father was like a, I'm going to say, an artist. And we're going to talk about what that father, you know, did and what's going on. Oh, are you playing that? Oh, okay, we're not leaving. You're just playing.
I'm playing
that.
This is Nirvana.
I know that's Nirvana. But I thought he was playing it as an outtake.
Did you say they were over 70?
No, I said if there's people over 70 that don't know what Nirvana is, that's what Nirvana is. No, we got David Grohl, who was part of it.
It's
probably, I'd say, late 50s.
He's 52.
Oh, okay, mid-50s. You want to know a little trivia? I have a house. house. I sold it, but I had a house right across the street from Dave Grohl.
Really?
Yep, right across the street.
He said the pinnacle of his life
was living next to me.
He was a huge fan of Kiss growing up,
yep.
And his kid was in the same elementary school as Paul Stanley's kid. He used to see him every day at pick up and drop off.
Oh my gosh!
He said it was so weird to see my rock idol dropping off the kids with my kids at the same school.
Oh,
you want to hear something that's ironic? My first concert was Kiss, and my last concert I saw was Kiss.
Really?
It's not odd.
Cal,
shout it out loud.
What do you have to say about Kiss, Cal? I don't know. I thought you were saying something about Kiss.
No, I played in a band, and all the little high school kids I played with were all big fans.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
They
couldn't get their tongues long enough. That's what, yeah.
So what happens is this baby, they take this picture of the baby, he makes the cover, and by the way, his dad represented him, and it was some sort of artist and photographer, and actually it's interesting how the kid made the face he made. He blew in his face and threw him in the water, but they said he's only in the water for a couple seconds, right? And what happened is he later sues, saying that he was being basically, exploited as a child, and he wants to be paid by Nirvana's
because
estate.
The child was nude in that picture, right?
That's exactly right. And it's funny, this kid, who's now an adult in his 30s or 40s, I can't remember, probably in his 30s, it says his age, has a tattoo on his chest with the picture of Nirvana's album. Yeah.
And every time they released the album, re-released it for like specialty albums, he always showed up and helped promo it. So
right.
It was like, oh, now you have an objection after you've made money promoting it and all of this stuff.
Well, the answer is the court just threw it out. That's what we're going to tell you. The court threw it out, said, on its ear, you don't have a case. We're going to come back and talk about more Radio Law Talk. Just hold on. Again, I always say put your seatbelt on and take that little strap and tighten it really tight because we got more to come. We'll be back.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many fine local radio stations, and we appreciate and love every one of them. And, of course, on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Remember Radio Law Talk. 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is gonna do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great. And they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this sun shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Johns Hopkins University reporting 900,832 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Friday, 2,615 people dying from the virus. This as many people are still having issues finding tests across the country. This pharmacy worker telling CBS News she can barely keep them stocked on the shelf.
We ended up selling through 600 within the business day.
Chicago public school classes are being canceled again. CEO Pedro Martinez saying cancellations will happen Monday, and until we get some breakthrough in the negotiations with the Chicago Teachers Union. There have been no classes for 3 days after the two sides were not able to reach an agreement on COVID-19 safety protocols. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that's dumb.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick
Penny. We're back. David called in. We appreciate your call, David, at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. Wait a minute. David, well, we already know the question. We got the question. I didn't know Cal was going to put him on.
My fault, sorry.
Yeah, David, let me answer your question because I know the question. So, and just hang on a little bit, okay? Go ahead and put on hold just for a second, Cal. Okay, so David asked a vax mandate question. So the question is, vax or test? What do we think about that? What's going to happen? That is going up to the United States Supreme Court. And we have talked about this in the past, and David, I want to go through this with you, because we're going to briefly talk about it, but we're going to hold off until we hear from the Supreme Court. But the law, generally speaking, is, and again, we don't give legal advice, it's not legal advice, but there's a famous law back in the early 1900s that we've discussed before about mandating vaccinations, and the courts have held that states, and Todd's getting into this, can mandate some of these vaccines. Go ahead, Todd.
I was going to say the state has to have a compelling interest,
right?
And I think that's where it starts.
Yeah, the court found that in the old case from the early 1900s, the state of Massachusetts, under their police powers and able to and mandate to keep people safe, were justified in issuing a mandate for the smallpox vaccine. I think that's what it was,
yes,
at the time. And a person appealed it, and the Supreme Court said, yes, that can happen. The issue before the Supreme Court on this one is, the challenge is whether or not the federal, not state, federal OSHA mandate applying to employers is constitutional. I think that the court, in looking at the questions they were asking yesterday when this was argued, seemed pretty focused on is this a state thing, which is essentially what our previous Supreme Court case says,
right,
or is this a federal thing? Because they didn't see where Congress had ever authorized federal OSHA to implement or to have this sort of oversight. And
or
so,
there's no constitutional protections under that, too. So the question is it a federal right versus a state right? So it's a federal versus state right issue, right?
That's right. And I think that the court, like many courts do, is going to go back and say, look, we don't create law. We just interpret the laws that are on the books.
Right.
And the way the laws are written in the state level and the federal level, it does appear that this is a state's issue, not a federal issue. And obviously, depending on how they rule, if they ruled that it was a state issue and not a federal issue, well, Congress could always go in and pass a law and give that sort of authority to OSHA, but it doesn't exist now. So the court
right, so they'll probably throw it back to the state and say it's per state. But guess what? That happened originally, didn't it, on same-sex marriage, that different states were, and then the feds came in and finally said, yes, it's they mandated it.
That's true.
So that was the big argument on same-sex marriage.
It's
up to the state. So, yeah, I think it's going to change, and I think it's going to be, David, I appreciate it, but I think what's going to happen is we're going to wait for the Supreme Court, but we think they're going to say, hey, you know what, this is a state issue. Cal, did he have any other questions, or do you
want to? I think we're good. He'll call back, I'm sure, when the Supreme Court rules on this.
Yeah, that's why I wanted, David, when the Supreme Court rules, we'll talk about it more.
Now, there is another argument about OSHA, because OSHA does have powers to protect employees in the workplace. So that part of it I don't think was adequately argued. Maybe, I'm not sure, but remember the Supreme Court has to take what it has before it and not really make up things. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, more important than that, we got Dr. Dre issues. So go ahead and Denise, tell us what's going on with Dr. Dre and his divorce. What's going on?
Dr. Dre.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Dr. Dre has. Him and his wife got divorced. They were a long-term marriage, and he's amassed quite a fortune. Or they together have amassed quite a fortune. He's worth $820 million, and so technically she should get half, right? I mean, that's what would happen in California. Whatever was acquired during the marriage, community property portion would be one half each. But he didn't give her half. He basically gave her a one-fifth of what it was. But it's an agreement, so they can agree to anything.
Cal's playing some Dr. Dre. There we go. There you go. It's back up, Cal. We're fine now.
Like
go ahead. Keep on. Yeah, there's Dr. Dre.
Still moving this flavor.
All right. Thanks, Cal. We can only listen to so much
Dr.
Dre.
Language, so yeah.
We're good enough, yeah.
So she's going to get $100 million payable in two $50 million increments. $50 million this year and $50 million next year. And that's a big chunk of change.
How long were they married? Did it say how long?
It's like 26 years, I believe.
Wow, she's getting
24
100
years.
Million.
$100 million. But 24 years, I mean, she's...
No, I agree, but that's just a lot of money. I just, you know, you're right. I mean, isn't California, Denise, were they married in California? Doesn't she get a certain amount for the rest of her life in alimony if she's over how many years?
She does not, because what happened, and this, I don't know if this is California, to be honest.
I don't know.
But what I do know is that it's an agreement, and in the agreement, because she's getting $100 million, she's going to have enough of her separate estate, if you will, that she'll be able to support herself. So it's not like this is a support case at all.
Apparently she also gets to keep the Rolls Royce, the Range Rover, the Cadillac Escalade, or the Escalade limousine, and the Spider motorcycle, plus her jewelry. So, you know, she's doing pretty good.
Yeah, but he gets to keep six vehicles. But what he was really trying to keep is the rights to his music. So he got his master recordings, and he got the stocks in Apple, and he owns Beats. Apple owns his Beats electronics company. So he really was more interested in keeping the things that he had created. And so, this is what happens when you get divorced, is you do have to divide things up. And luckily, in this case, they were able to come to a resolution. And this was even after she had alleged domestic violence.
Wow. Yeah, and look, let's, Dr. Dre, this is curious to see how this. He has a net worth of almost a billion, $820 million
yes.
dollars. So I'm certain this is not going to set him back too far, too much. You know.
Well, here's what's interesting. I didn't know that about his wife. Did you know? By the way, Los Angeles Superior Court.
Okay.
So it is California. So here's, I didn't know this. Did you know his wife she's the ex-wife of the retired NBA player, Sydell Threat? I remember him, Sydell Threat. And then became Dr.
Yeah,
Sydell
Threat.
Threat, that's right, Threat. I remember him.
Yeah,
that was that. She's the ex-wife of him, and then Dr. Dre. She married Dr. Dre, and then she got $100 million.
Yeah.
And Dr. Dre has a brain aneurysm that he talked about a little bit.
Oh,
you know,
sad.
He's coming out of that, but anyway. So
Todd, she's available.
Lots of drama.
I'm gonna swipe left. I'll swipe left on.
Are you swiping left on that?
Swipe left on.
All right. Yeah.
They do have two adult children too, so their marriage was long term.
Well, Todd doesn't matter.
Maybe one of them's hot, Todd.
Oh, Todd, go ahead and talk about something else other than your marriage. No, or lack of.
Or lack thereof. Okay, so California, this is, there's a new law in town here in California when it comes to jury selection, especially in criminal cases. And this new law is really creating no small amount of concern for prosecutors. When you go through the jury selection process, right, we talked about this in the Maxwell case last hour, there are two things that the attorneys are looking for. One is a potential juror subject to being dismissed for cause. That would be the juror that says, look, I cannot be fair. All right? Those are dismissals for cause. That's an example. And then after you get through those, there are what's called peremptory challenges, which typically, absent some exceptions, are a jury can dismiss a potential, or an attorney can dismiss a potential juror based upon their answers to questions and for, you know, whatever reason, as long as prior to January, as long as those reasons weren't because of their membership in a protected class, in ethnicity, gender, and things like that. Well, as of the first of the year, the list of things that an attorney cannot dismiss a juror for has expanded to include if the juror expresses a distrust of law enforcement or had prior negative dealings with law enforcement, either of themselves or family members. Historically, prosecutors would usually see somebody who said, I was arrested before, or I had a bad run-in with the cops. Those folks would be punted by the prosecutor under a peremptory challenge. Well, now, prosecutors can't rely on that as a basis for the peremptory challenge, and if they are shown to have done that, that is inappropriate conduct during jury selection.
So I know that sounds boring, but that's really important in what you can and can't do in jury trials now. So
yep.
And it just starts in California. We're bringing that up. That means it's going elsewhere. We come back, we're going to talk about a few more new laws, and we're going to do our quick takes. Hang on. This is the last part of the show.
Spread check. Get those seatbelts on tight. Only one more leg to the flight left on Radio Law Talk. And we thank you for being with us for the show. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now. So it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years, They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Is this real life? Are you serious? Oh, stop it.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Oh, we're having so much fun here. I don't even know what to talk about anymore. We've had some fun time talking off the record. Todd, you want to talk about another issue after you talked about the new California law coming out?
A different case issue?
Yeah.
So if you know the name Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow, the big donors for Republicans back in the day and stuff, well, he had filed a defamation lawsuit against the Daily Mail because the Daily Mail ran a story claiming that he, Lindell, had had a secret affair with the actress Jane Krakowski. I believe she was in 30 Rock.
She was in Ally McBeal, too.
Yes, and very attractive. And he filed a defamation lawsuit because in the articles saying they had a secret affair, they also said that he had been wooing her by sending her gifts, chocolates, and alcohol. And the reason he took exception to this was because he has been very prominent in substance abuse recovery, specifically alcohol abuse recovery programs. And so if the story comes out that he had provided alcohol, that would adversely affect his standing in the rehabilitation community. And that lawsuit was tossed by a judge who said that, yeah, this doesn't rise to the level of defamation. So that is out, his defamation lawsuit.
Okay, we can talk more about that, but I'm going to talk
about... Now, she denied this. Is this
and,
not
and
right?
She denied...
She doesn't know him. Is
she says she doesn't even know him. So, you know, there you go.
But I thought he maybe would send her a pillow and a mattress topper or something like that.
Well, you know, that's pillow talk. Yeah.
Actually, they have now, I guess we're throwing out stuff. He's now got like slippers I saw on some, I was like, what?
Yes,
those were pillows.
My pillow,
slippers.
I don't know.
We're giving them free, well, guess what we're doing right now? Giving them free shout outs, right? All right, let me talk, we're talking about the new laws coming out. And I'm going to throw out something that's a new law as Todd and Denise try to figure out what each other are laughing about. Let me. I'm hesitant because I believe you should have the when laws come out, you should take one off the books, right, Cal? We've
yes.
talked about this. All right,
yes.
A new law because they okay. I'm a new congressman or woman, and I'm a new assembly person, and I gotta put some new laws out there. All right, go take one off the books.
I believe the Trump administration tried to get the federal government to do that with, shall we say, limited success.
Well,
that was his
plan. But there's just so many laws. Even as lawyers, there's just so many.
Yeah.
I mean, ones that are just, it doesn't have to be something, there's ones that just don't matter anymore, right? Just take them off. Okay. But there's a new one that's coming out that I think that's kind of good. It's in a way, it's making California, and I bet it goes beyond California, when stores throw food away, they've got to now repurpose it and give it to like a food bank or people that need it. I remember, because I've worked in the food industry before, way, way back when, you weren't allowed to do that because, oh, or it's expired, right? Let's say Hostess pastries, shout out for Hostess. We used to love to have those. And my dad would go get at the day-old bakery, the ones that were expired. But after they expired of so many days, they've got to throw them out. And the landfills are being filled with this food. My dad would buy them and we put them in the freezer and they're fine. Now don't let them out for very long because if you took it out of the freezer for like 2 days and you didn't get to it, there'd be some little white stuff growing on it.
There'll be critters on there.
But,
<that's right. laughs>
but it's okay that if it just because it's expired doesn't mean it's bad.
But Fred, my only question about this has, when I first read this, I said,
sure.
Does this need to be a matter of conscience
no.
on the part of those businesses
yes.
or a matter of law? Do we need the state to step in and say you must?
And that's
do
why
this?
I agree with you. That's why I said it's a positive and a negative. I don't like the fact that states, you know, got to mandate all this stuff, but it's a good idea
sure.
to give this away. But before, Cal, my understanding, I don't know if it's back to the 70s or 80s, you weren't allowed to do that.
Yes,
that's right.
And that's
exactly.
because, you know, what's the famous Seinfeld one you talked about, Todd?
Oh, it was the episode where they muffin tops. they only wanted to eat the muffin tops, so they gave the muffin bottoms to the homeless shelter
right.
who didn't want them because, well, these aren't the muffin tops.
Nobody eats these.
Nobody eats these. It's inhumane.
Not because they've been eaten off of, but because...
They broke it off. They just broke it off, right? All right, let's talk a little about... Hey, while
well,
we're...
A part of that,
yeah,
too,
yeah,
that's
ahead.
Really interesting, is that now you're going to have to compost. And now you're going to have to compost. So in your green waste in California, you're going to have to take food scraps that you would normally throw in the garbage or put down the drain, depending on
yeah,
who did what.
You
now you're going to be composting those as well as the trees, shrubs, and, you know, all your green waste.
Or you do what Fred Penny does. Go ahead.
Well, it just begs the question if use of the garbage disposal now could lead to the crime of wanton destruction of property evidence, concealing evidence. Why? Because I use the garbage disposal on this half-eaten hamburger as opposed to throwing it away so the cops wouldn't find me.
Yeah, they'll sit there. They'll have the little cameras coming out by the drains and everybody.
Yeah, they're across the street with binoculars. Okay, we don't move until he throws it in the sink.
So. I don't think a half-eaten hamburger is organic compost.
It might be, but here's the best part about where I live. I don't have to worry about this law because...
Well, the ducks will eat it, right?
No, we just throw it over the edge of our property. We live on acreage. We've got our own compost going. Actually, my wife's really good about that. She loves to throw old, you know, food and stuff in her garden, and she lets it compost, and she's like, we have so many deer eating stuff, and we got raccoons everywhere. I wonder why.
Hmm.
Well, why don't you go out and look, see all the eggshells that are drug around our property and the half-eaten hamburger that Todd dropped over in there for our that's all drug all over. That's what I tell my wife. So let's hey, speaking of that, let's talk about the show called Jackass. What about the show Jackass?
Well. What not about it? No, they had one of the characters, I forgot his name, Bam Margera. He filed a lawsuit against the show and the producers because he was in rehab. He was a longtime person on the show. While he was in rehab, they went to him and said, look, we'd like to have you back on the show, but if you test positive for any drugs, you know, you're out. So he goes back on the show. He takes Adderall for his ADHD. Guess what? He tested positive for Adderall, so they bounced him. He filed a lawsuit based upon alleging several causes of action, not the least of which was violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, unfair business practices, and what have you. The matter came up before in the legal proceedings for summary judgment, and the trial court said, yeah, we're not going to grant summary judgment to the defense. The plaintiff has met the bare minimum that this can go to a jury. So that case is still on. That is still on.
Interesting. Yes. There's a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if we want to talk about. We got Meghan Markle. Who, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, go ahead. No, go, Denise.
Well, she finally won. She won a defamation lawsuit against one of the newspapers, and they had to say they were sorry. And she was some compensation, too, as well. But most important, they had to come out and publicly apologize. Because what they did was they published portions of a handwriting that she had written to her father right around the time that she was getting married. And it had parts in it that were extremely private. And she actually won this lawsuit on the grounds of copyright infringement because they actually published pieces of that handwritten note.
I apologize to anything I've written or said about anybody. I'm doing that in advance so I don't have to go to court and they make me apologize. All right, I apologize in advance. Or in advance of stuff in the past.
If you take the debit card approach to apology, you could apologize now, and then you have free reign to go ahead and tick people off and just credit it against your prepaid apology.
Well, who cares about that? We care about quick takes. Is that all we care about?
Well, I think that's an important thing to care about because everyone loves to hear what your quick takes are. Fred, let's start with you.
Let's do this. As an attorney, if you think you are winning a case by tricking or getting something in that's just controversial to your case, be careful because that doesn't help if the other party appeals and wins.
Okay, Mr. Kuhner, what's your quick take?
Look, I think the real reason the Mike Lindell defamation lawsuit for the story about the affair with Krakowski, the real reason that was dismissed was because the judge clearly looked at, Lindell's a 3 out of 10, Krakowski's like a 7 or 8 out of 10.
9.
If anybody had a defamation suit, it was her.
And she didn't file. Denise, what's yours?
I think we have a takeaway. It is marry up from MBA player to Dr. Dre.
Well, that's a good take. Wait, appreciate you being here. This is Frederick Penny, host of Radio Law Talk. We're here every single Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. Thank you for joining us.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.